Haywire, young regional Australians telling it like it is.
Lincoln Finch, Armidale, New South Wales.
This job saved my life. I remember the morning of my first day, how happy I felt packing my lunch, knowing I'd be eating it at work. Working as a water treatment plant trainee is not the world's most glamorous job, nor is it the best pay, but no doubt it's an important role in the community. And most importantly, it's a job. Before this, I was unemployed for half a year, 6 long months. For me, being unemployed was like being stuck face down with your hands tied behind your back. It sent me into a downward spiral of feeling anxious and hopeless. You should never underestimate the value of getting up every weekday and having somewhere to be, something to do, and someone to rely on you. You don't know the true value of these simple responsibilities until you lose them. I remember sitting at home alone while my partner was at work to pay our rent and feeling totally useless. I wasn't able to provide for her, myself, or our future together. It got so bad that I don't like to think what would have happened if it had gone on much longer. But after months of unreturned phone calls, job search, and knockbacks, I got a call.
Hello?
I had an opportunity to both learn and work full-time in a traineeship.
Oh, awesome. See you in the morning.
Giving me valuable skills and qualifications. As a water treatment plant trainee, I ensure water quality around Armidale and maintain the water plant and pumping stations to provide a safe, reliable drinking water supply for the whole town. It's an important role, and most of all, it's my role. There is one big disadvantage to my job though. The traineeship lasts a year, and there's only 3 months left. So I am moving heaven and earth to find a new job in Armidale, to stay with my fiance and my family. But what if there is no job for me? I am underskilled or underqualified for most of the jobs that are advertised here. I've made a promise to myself though, that I will find another job. I'm telling you my story because it's often really tough for blokes to talk about their experience with unemployment, but keeping it to yourself only makes it worse. So, next time a friend of yours is out of work, make sure you show them support and know that it's not as easy as getting a Centrelink until you get a job.
Haywire.